Hello, Mr. President.
I was kind of under the impression these folks were going to accept our reconnaissance. Apparently, these negotiators don't know what they're doing over there. Now, they shot down this plane this morning. I think that's pretty serious.
Yes. I had my boys in as soon as we got the flash, and we've talked it out. Here is my understanding of the agreement over there. Maybe somebody ought to check with Cy, because we'll have it. We'll get questions on it, and I go on this program tomorrow, and I want to be sure I have it right. But you'll remember we went through the stage when Hanoi was insisting on a written minute of agreement.
Yeah.
And they had language in there that said that we shall not engage in any act of war. And after a couple of weeks of argument, when we talked about reconnaissance and all, that was changed that we shall not engage in any act of force. And that specifically meant that we were going to fly reconnaissance.
They did to us. Now, what it meant to them, I don't know. I thought it meant that to them, but
no,
apparently they never have taken that position.
No, I was just going to say that I think all that did was permit us to fly reconnaissance. But I have never seen a word that indicated that they were not going to try to knock our planes down. We could have agreed ahead of time not to fly any reconnaissance. We said we've got to fly reconnaissance. They finally say, well, okay, we'll change the words. You fellas fly reconnaissance. But at no time that I remember have they said that they would permit us to do that without trying to knock our planes down. And I think that's the understanding.
Well, do we have an understanding we won't knock hell out of their anti-aircraft?
No, we do not.
Well, then why in the hell don't we do it?
Well,
I'd go right in there, that son of a bitch would hit them and let everything we have them so that maybe we could temper their shooting down a little bit.
Yes.
I don't think we can ask our boys to go over and get hell shot out of them
and then
throw kisses at them.
We cannot. Now, this particular plane that went down was an unarmed reconnaissance plane, but it was escorted. Now, we know that. We know it was escorted by an armed escort. Now, we don't have the details yet to know whether or not the armed escort went and attacked the ground fire. But my understanding is that the orders are, I'll check with Bus, but I'm practically certain that our orders are that any plane that's fired on, we are to fire back at once and attempt to stop the firing on our plane. That's the instruction.
I sure hope so. I don't know any other reason why we'd have an armed escort with him.
Well, the only other reason...
Unless he's just keeping him company.
Well, no. No, there are a couple other reasons. One other reason is protect him against MiGs that might...
Well, that's what I'm talking about, though. I mean, if he has no authority to fire, there's no point of having an escort.
Right. He has authority to fire. Then the other purpose is that if a reconnaissance plane goes down, then this armed plane hopefully can stay in the vicinity and try to spot the fellow and then try to direct helicopters in to rescue the man. That's all set up. And we've gotten a little hint yet in the early reports that they were staging rescue operations here, but that they weren't able to get the men.
That's right. They heard a beeper and heard his voice, but pretty soon they picked him up, I guess, and got his beeper and everything.
That's right. Now, there is a flash out of Hanoi just 5 minutes ago. You've seen it.
Yeah, but they announced it.
Yeah.
I think this is going to give us great problems with our Hawks here, that if our reconnaissance planes are being shut down, we're not doing anything about it, and everybody thinks that our agreement at least implied that we could have reconnaissance. They wouldn't be knocking them out of the air all the time.
Well, I thought I'd straighten that out tomorrow. I'm sure I'll get a question on it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be ready, and I thought I'd straighten it out by saying that we said that under no circumstances were we going to stop flying reconnaissance, that the president has to know what's going on north of the DMZ. He can't live in a vacuum.
What is going on there? Does that disturb you at all?
As to what's going on?
Yes. What,
no, sir?
The information you're getting from that?
No, it does not. There's a lot of movement in North Vietnam. There's a good deal of truck movement interestingly enough, quite a lot of it moving from south to north. And there's substantial movement of north to south. I've just been going over some figures here that are damned interesting. As far as men are concerned, in July and August, they were coming down at a rate of between 20 and 30,000. In September, it fell off to around 12,000. In October, it fell off to around 3,500. And so far this month, there've been about 600. So the last 3 months have been a very substantial fall off in personnel moving from north to south. Now there are more trucks moving over in Laos now than were moving before. Probably the main reason being that that's the road that's passable. We don't say this publicly, but as you know, we're moving our air power over, attacking them in Laos, and doing quite a good job.
I wonder what results are coming out of that. Are we getting much more since we stopped the bombing in North Vietnam in Laos than we were getting before?
I'll get those figures.
Get what we were doing October the 31st and what we're doing now.
Now also, one of the main points is, of course, why we were interested in the DMZ, is that we wanted to be sure that there was not going to be infiltration through the DMZ. That's another reason we've been watching North Vietnam very carefully. As far as we can ascertain, that's been okay. There's not been any infiltration through the DMZ. Now, the boys here have been putting me through a skull session. One of them asked a very good question. One of them said, Clifford, you say that over in Paris that there was a general understanding that involved the DMZ and involved the cities. Was that all that there was in consideration of our stopping the bombing? I said, well, no, of course the GVN was to come to the table. And then they said, well, was that all? Then I said, no. And my answer to that, unless somebody persuades me the contrary, is the president has said all along, and they're just as clear on it as they can be, that if they take any steps during the bombing halt that places our men, particularly up in the I Corps, in greater jeopardy, then that means that there is the kind of violation of the understanding that we cannot permit. And up until now, during the 22 days since the bomb halt, we do not believe that our men are placed in greater jeopardy in I Corps, and neither does General Labor. That's the way I thought I'd handle that. Because I don't believe we can just confine the kind of general understanding we had with Hanoi to just see the cities and the DMZ. I think we've got to include this other. If we saw, for instance, two divisions massing north of the DMZ and saw them establishing a great military base just north of the DMZ, we couldn't go on, do you see? So
I'll see you at 1 o'clock, I guess, won't I?
Yes, I'm coming over at 1 o'clock, but that seems to me to be the best way to handle that protects it.
I'm worried about this plane. I think that our people will start coming and saying, okay, now what are we going to do? They'll think that we kind of left them under the impression. As a matter of fact, I was under the impression that they were not going to knock our planes down.
Well, I intend to step up to that one tomorrow and tell them that our planes are being accompanied by armed escorts, and we will continue to accompany them by armed escorts, that we might lose one of them once in a while. Of course, we're not losing near the planes that we were before. But they're flying with armed escorts who are authorized to destroy or to attempt to destroy anyone firing on our plane.
What's happened to our Israel agreement?
Well, they're the damnedest people you ever saw. We've been working all this time on a memorandum of agreement, working on word after word after word. They finally informed us yesterday, very suddenly. They decided not to proceed on a memorandum of agreement basis, but they want to do it by exchange of letters. So they have submitted a letter to us, and I spent some time this morning going over it, and I think it's really quite satisfactory. There's just one minor little place in it that I think we can handle with a letter in reply.
What do you do about your Clause 3?
The Clause 3, they go along to the point of saying that we can cancel the contract if there's violation of any clause and refuse to ship the remaining plane. The part they are objecting to is that after planes are delivered, that if there's any violation, that we have the right to repossess those planes.
We couldn't get them back anyway. Well,
I know that, and the only reason we had it in there was because for the public relations value.
Yeah.
And they say no, that they think that that affects their sovereignty.
Yeah, I do too.
And it's possible it might.
Yeah, I didn't think, see how you ever got that Clause 3 in there the other day. It looked to me like you were putting a special emphasis on it. But
well,
I figured you put it in there to give it away and
we
make them reiterate
the other part of it away.
Yeah.
We're giving only part of it away, but now we have the right to cancel any remaining planes if they become the nuclear power.
Well, go on and do it. You don't want me to announce it without anything over here because I'm getting a lot of heat and wrap it up so
yeah.
We can. I don't want Nixon coming in here.
We'll move on it right away.
See you at one.
Okay.